know what? Master Johnson, you had to take you off screen.
Please. Ladies and gentlemen, the playmaker's about to roast him. Roast him!
Yes. It says flagrant foul. Yes, the flagrant graphic was played, and you do see the Orlando Magic on the center of this graphic. This has been boiling for quite some time. And it made it even more profound for this. Because, Mr. Johnson, what was yesterday? I don't know if you can hear me, but yesterday was the final day of the regular season. Legit, the final day of the regular season. And with that being the final day of the regular season, ESPN decided to put the Orlando Magic on their station, on their channel, against the Boston Celtics. Against the Boston Celtics. And it was a simple task. You win in Boston, you have a chance to be in the sixth spot. Or if not sixth, but at least you'll be hosting the play-in game. And if you don't somehow win this game, you'll be in the position that you're in now, which is being in the play-in going to Philly. Mr. Jones, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So, ESPN decided to put this game on it. This is ESPN decided to televise this game. By the way, it was Mark Jones' last game calling for the for ESPN, so shout out to Mark Jones on 36 years of doing college football, NBA, and NBA games for ESPN. You know, I definitely enjoyed listening to you call games. It was a joy and a pleasure. So I want to get that out the way.
Shout out to you, Mark. I hope your future endeavors are good.
But
good you, bro.
Why was the Magic so heavily favored, playmaker? I was trying to understand what was going on. Well, the Magic was favored because Mr. Johnson, did Jalen Brown play?
No, sir.
No Jalen Brown.
Jason Tatum? No, Jalen Brown, no Kiwi.
Jason Tatum?
No.
So no Jason Tatum. So no Brown, no Tatum. Derrick Wright.
Derrick White didn't play either.
So no Brown, no Tatum, no White. Peyton Pritchard.
No Peyton Pritchard either.
No Peyton Pritchard. Nikola Vucevic, did he play? Yeah, man.
No sighting of Nikola Vucevic in that game. No, sir.
No, so no Tatum. No Brown, no White, no Peyton Pritchard, no Vucevic. Who the hell is playing for Boston? Who playing for Boston? Oh, Lord. Orlando. Orlando has a shot at the 6th seed, Jameson Johnson. Orlando has a shot at the 6th seed. We got a chance to make the playoffs or at least host the play-in game. We got something going here. Because Boston said, hey, we already the second seed. We can't do nothing else. We're good. We're just going to sit back and chill and get it ready. Sounds like a great plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a great plan until this happened.
Until the happened.
They took a 9-point lead into halftime. And Mr. Johnson, can you just tell the people, what does that third quarter say?
Well, it says that the Magic only scored 20 while they allowed 42.
Think they heard you.
I said the Celtics scored 42 points on the Magic in the third quarter while the Magic only could amass 20 in the third quarter.
Ron Harper Jr. goes off for 30 points against the Magic. Braylon Schierman goes for 27 against the Magic. Did I say any known names to you, sir?
I mean, I've heard of Ron Harper Jr., but obviously he hasn't even gotten to the level of his father. But no, sir.
Luka Garza goes off for 20 plus against the Magic. When the last time you heard about Luka Garza?
It's been a minute.
Oh, those of you trying to figure out why, because that's when he was the star man at Iowa.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yep. These are the players that beat the Orlando Magic. You know who played for the Orlando Magic? Franz Watt played. Mo Wagner played. Desmond Bane played, but he played like 6 minutes of the first quarter, and they took him out trying to rest him for whatever reason. Don't ask me why. Pablo Banchero played. Dumb Silver played. Wendell Carter Jr. played. Jalen Suggs played. Did I just say all the key players on Orlando Magic? Did I just say all the names? And you lost to the bench stringers of the Boston Celtics. On the final day of the regular season. And this is why you punk asses are in the goddamn 8th seed.
Wow.
Hoping to get the 7th seed, but you gotta take your sorry asses up to freaking Philly. And the last time we went to Philly, Tyrese Maxey put a foot up our asses. That was without Joel Embiid and Paul George.
Tyrese Maxey boogied? Wow.
Tyrese Maxey put his foot all up in Orlando Magic's ass. Oh, and by the way, BJ Upcom, even though he might not get Rookie of the Year because that'll be going to Con Knipple, and maybe he'll probably be sharing it with his fellow Dookie and Cooper Flag, but we'll see. He ain't scared of the moment either. So if they don't have to Joel Embiid, they can still beat the Magic. And yet, what was the expectation coming into this season, Mr. Johnson?
This team was supposed to challenge for home court in the first round. So people prognosticated them to be as high as the third seed. People thought that they wouldn't probably be no lower than the fifth this year.
I see Philly, Atlanta, and Toronto above them. Was any of them three talked about being in the playoffs?
If Embiid was healthy, Philly, yes. But, of course, that was contingent on him being healthy. The Hawks, no. We thought they were dumpster fire coming into the season. The Raptors, no, but they'll cross their fingers hoping that Brandon Ingram would help them.
Atlanta gets to get rid of their problem in Trae Young, and all of a sudden, look where they at. They get a renewable rivalry with the New York Knicks. And God forbid if the Hawks was to knock off the Knicks in the first round. Which to me is quite capable of them doing. And then the Raptors. Brandon Ingram, even though he's doing his thing with Gurley, that's not affecting him on the court. Scottie Barnes is still doing his thing in the Raptors. And by the way, speaking of the Raptors, Cole Jones, did you know that the Orlando Magic suffered the worst loss in NBA history? Did you know that? About some weeks ago, right? They took a trip up north, and the Toronto Raptors put a foot up their ass by 53 points.
Oh, I remember that game.
Oh, and on top of that, we talking about the Atlanta Hawks, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about the following week? The Hawks came down to Orlando and they put a foot with the football they has and beat them by 35.
So that's why you were just simmering all this time. You wanted to get at them for those, for chiefly those two L's.
You know it makes it so bad, and y'all lucky I couldn't get the video of it. But I was watching First Take, right? They had Brian Windhorst on, you know, Stephen A was on. This is a Monday. Stephen A gonna be on Monday. You know this. They went from the Knicks and they started talking about the magic of what happened with the game against the Boston Celtics, right? Mr. Johnson, when I tell you Brian Windhorst put his hands over his head and start rubbing it, what does that tell you when you start talking about the Orlando Magic?
Normally, that is a sign of frustration. And if, of course, you're aligned with them, anger. And
we're talking about
stressful disappointment.
We're talking about Brian Windhorst here. Mm-hmm. And the words out of his mouth, this is a freaking disaster.
Oh, I know. That had to make you feel really good to hear that from one of the most respected NBA reporters in the game.
Brian Windhorst on live television rubbing his head saying it's a freaking disaster. And then Stephen A comes in. You know what Stephen A says? Yeah, we talk about the Detroit Pistons. We talk about the Boston Celtics. We talk about the New York Knicks. We talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. To some degree, we talk about the Charlotte Hornets, the Toronto Raptors, and the Atlanta Hawks. You know who we haven't talked about?
Until today.
Until today. Guess what team that was?
That would be the Orlando Magic.
You know how pitiful that is, because what did Cole Justice just say a few minutes ago about the expectations of Orlando coming into the season?
Well, they were due to be a team that could compete for home court in the first round, basically where the Knicks are. And where the Cavaliers are, which the Knicks are third seed and the Cavaliers are the fourth seed.
How do you think Stephen A. feels about Orlando right about now? Because he was one of the people who were looking forward to seeing how the growth of the Orlando Magic. And guess what? There was no growth with the Orlando Magic. And you know why there's no growth? Because Stephen A. brought this up. Which you talking about the losses that I was simmering about? No, it's the other stuff that I'm simmering about too. You know what Stephen A. Smith said? He said, how does somebody, and I believe I know who said it, I'm not going to say it. Well, when I say it, Coach Jones can probably figure out who said it, and he probably tell you anyway. But somebody, during a post-game press conference, said that we need to work on our defensive communications, our pick-and-roll communications. You know what, Cole, come back on screen real quick. Cause, what month are we in?
We are now in April.
We need to work on our defensive communication, our pick and roll defense.
Something you normally work on in training camp. And tweak during the season.
What starts Tuesday?
The play-in. And technically the playoffs, but yes.
And I'm going to go ahead. You can go ahead and tell people who said it, because I'm pretty sure you know who said it.
No, I'll let you.
Please do me this favor. Just go ahead and say it, because if I say it, it's...
No, it'd be more entertaining if you say it, actually.
I'm just asking for this one favor. This one favor.
Okay, fine, since you asked for the favor.
You only got to look it up. That's the fact that that sentence came out of his mouth to tell you who it came from. Because only one person on any team that would say we need to work on defensive communications, pick and roll defense.
Oh, I get that. And normally, that would be the Magic head coach that would say something like that. Go ahead.
Jamal effing Mosley.
It would be him.
I would like to use another word, but I'm trying to keep it together. Mm-hmm. And here's my issue, the reason why. This ain't the first time he said something like this. Man, this ain't the first time he said something stupid at all. You know, at one point in time, him and Pablo had a interesting back and forth with the media.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, you thought it was just the losses I was hearing about. Oh, I heard all about this. One guy said we need to work on our adjustments after halftime. The other guy said we don't need to work on adjustments. We just need people to go play. You two. Incompetent jackasses. I don't care if Pablo is scoring 20 or 30. What did that do yesterday against the damn Celtics? Against bench players, by the way. Jamal Mosley, if your ass don't start making adjustments, oh no, you don't know how to make adjustments.
Oh, wow. Now, why are you going to disparage this man's name like that?
I don't know. They asked for it. They asked for this. Oh, no. Y'all asked for this. You all two are the reason why the Orlando Magic are so freaking disappointing that even people around the league don't even want to talk about the Magic. Because it is so painful to talk about the Orlando Magic. A team that was picked to finish in the top four and to compete in a very wide open East. That was before Jason Tatum came back for the Boston Celtics. That was before the Atlanta Hawks traded away Trae Young. That was before the Toronto Raptors decided to make a name for themselves and do something with it. And look where we at. The goddamn 8 seed. And we got to go to Philly. And hopefully we can win Philly. And guess what? Oh, Mr. Johnson. If we beat Philly, what is our prize?
Oh, they won an all-expense paid trip to Boston.
What did Boston do to us without their people yesterday?
They gave you a 5-point by having their wonderful roster score 42 points in the third quarter against them.
What do you think might happen when Jason Tatum plays, when Jaylen Brown plays, when Peyton Pritchard plays, when Derek Wright plays? Joe Mazzulla is loving what he's doing right now. Joe Mazzulla is like, oh, we see the Magic in the first round. We already know what to do with them because we whooped that ass without our players. The incompetence is not just the players and the coaches. You know where the incompetence started, Mr. Johnson?
The front office.
And I'll be wanting y'all gone for the goddamn longest. Y'all more incompetent than the goddamn NCAA.
No entity is that incompetent.
They incompetent more than the NCAA.
Wow.
This is the same front office that broke the team that went to the finals. You remember when the team went to the finals and lost to the Lakers in five games, even though we could have went more than that, but certain shenanigans happened in game one that I don't want to revisit.
Right.
Yeah, broke up the team the very next year. You remember how you was going off on the Kinetic Sun after they just all of a sudden just, oh, Alicia Thomas, you're going to finish on the Toss Cup. We're just going to send you to New York. And you just like,
yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Did your fire still in the offseason, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Orlando did it after they went to the finals. And
summer 2009. Oof, yeah.
I have a front office that don't know what the hell they doing. Or even better, you want to, oh, no. This is even better. You want to tell you why they more incompetent than the goddamn NCAA?
Please tell me why.
Because as long as they're respectable enough, they don't give a damn.
Ouch.
Dude, this whole entire season, have you heard any rumblings about the Magic making changes? Anybody from the front office say, is certain things that don't happen, we're going to make changes? You ever heard anything from the front office?
No.
Exactly. You know why? Hey, we made the postseason. We're in the play-in. You mother trap-sucking, incompetent jackasses. We are sick and tired of this. You want to tell you how I know? Because I'm in a couple of Magic groups, and we are sick and tired of this. And those of you who say, keep the hope, shut the hell up. We know what the hell we watching. Do you think this team can beat Detroit? I don't think so. Do you think this team can beat Boston? No, they already proved that Boston put a foot up in their ass with their C team. Not even their B team. Their C team put a foot up in Orlando ass. What about New York? Think they can beat New York?
Mm-mm.
What about Cleveland? And we all know how Victor feels about Cleveland, but can Orlando hold a candle to Cleveland?
They may stand a chance with the Cavs, but...
Hell, they don't stand a chance against them.
Because I don't trust a team that, with all the expectations on them, they actually allow 80 points and a half.
How funny that you say you can't trust a team, but a team that showed you this season that the Toronto Raptors, who nobody thought about, can put up 50, can beat them by 53. I know you love to pick on Cleveland for what happened on Mother's Day, and it's doable and it's understanding. But a team that you didn't even think about talking about making the playoffs, or even thinking about being actually in the playoffs, maybe a play-in, can whoop on a team by 53 points.
I guess the pep talk by Glorilla did it.
What about the Hawks? By the way, they just came down to Orlando and whooped that ass by 35. You think they can touch the Hawks?
Probably not.
Oh, I can go one better. You ready for this one? What about the Charlotte Hornets?
If they can keep Melo Ball at bay, maybe. Outside of that, no.
And guess what? The Charlotte Hornets are the nice seed. And I'm sitting here telling you, you don't want to see the Charlotte Hornets at this moment in time.
And they may play the Charlotte Hornets this week.
And that's an L waiting to happen. In Orlando, by the way, if the scenario happens. Because you know what? The Charlotte Hornets ain't scared of no goddamn body. Yes, the Charlotte Hornets. That's right, I said the Charlotte Hornets. No Butter Ball out here bringing people to earth. Brandon Miller out here doing posters. Con Canibus out here shooting threes at a unridiculous clip. But no, it's the Orlando Magic that people was talking about doing something so good this 4 year. So good. So good. And look where we at. So what you want to do, Orlando? Do you want to beat Philly and then get your ass whooped by Boston? Do you want to lose and beat whoever wins the 9-10 game and then get your ass beat by Detroit? Or do you just want to go ahead and just say call it a season? Which I prefer y'all to do.
You want them to tank out?
Tank out. Let's do it. Just
wow.
Lose to Philly. Lose to the Heat. All that money. I don't give a damn which one of the two. And in this atrocity in 2026 now. Because what's the point of me watching y'all getting y'all ass in five games by the Celtics or the Pistons? What's the point?
He don't want them to make it to the first round. Wow.
You got to have hope, playmaker. You got to shut up with your damn hope. This team is embarrassing. And it showed last night. The fans at TD Garden, they knew they thought they was walking into an ass whooping coming their way. And they was fine with it because they understand the situation. You know, Boston fans weren't finna trip over this. Hey, we the number two seed. We can't move up. We can't move down. Sit the guys down. They played a hell of a season. We're the number two seed. We just want to sit back, get our gas on with, and get ready for the playoffs. Am I right? Nothing wrong. Orlando, do your thing, whoop our ass. Hey, we'll see you in the playoffs if we see you in the playoffs. And then we can have our actual talk about it. You know what that conversation is at now? Y'all better look out for Boston because even the bench players coming out playing hot. Now, Boston's the favorite to come out of the East because the ass whooping they put on Orlando.
The favorite film of these, and I'm feeling Celtics. I wanted to be Pistons, but I'm feeling Celtics.
The favorite to come out of these now is the Boston Celtics. Because they put on their ass when I get stolen, and imagine it's like, so if the bitch can ride like this, wait till they get the starters back for the playoffs. It's going to be hell dealing with the Boston Celtics. Yeah. And you can thank Orlando for it. Hurry up and end this atrocity season, you jackasses.
Wow.
So we can stop suffering as fans.
Wow.